set up here, which may be a few moments, we can turn to Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14, and let's read at verse 15, and it's the second half of the verse we want to look at. So Proverbs 14, 15, the simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. And that's the phrase we'd like to look at. The prudent considers well his steps. And you can think about it in physical walking first. What does it mean to consider well your steps? Well, in physical walking, it means not to just walk with your head in the air or texting on your phone or something like that, but to consider well your steps. You're walking deliberately. You're looking ahead. You're seeing where things are. You're actually almost planning your steps as you move along. The prudent considers well his steps. Now, of course, it's not talking about physical walking. It's talking about the walk through our life. And it's saying that the prudent person is considering well his walk through life. There was a man, Henry David Thoreau? I know his last name's Thoreau. Is that, yes. He's the guy who went out and lived in the woods and whatever he did. He had a fairly interesting statement that he made. And he said this, I have chosen to live deliberately. Now, I'm not saying we go and live the way he did, but this phrase of his, I have chosen to live deliberately. What does it mean to live deliberately? Well, I think it relates to this verse, a prudent man considers well his steps. That is, he lives deliberately. Now, just to let you know what it means to live deliberately or not, a lot of times, Saturday's my day off. I work a normal 40-hour week job, and Saturday's off. And a lot of times, I will not live my Saturdays deliberately, meaning that I will just let Saturday happen as it comes about. No plan. If you ask me Friday night what's happening Saturday, I don't know. Just wake up Saturday and just let the day go as it goes. And well, that's not living deliberately. And a lot of times at the end of the day on Saturday, I kind of am not feeling very satisfied with the day because what happened to it? It doesn't mean I'm not going to do anything with the day. It just means I'm not living it deliberately. And so I tell my wife, I'm like, you know, I want to have a plan for Saturday. And even if the plan is that I'm not going to do anything, that's okay. At least I've decided to not do something. And then when I get done not doing something, I feel like I've accomplished something. All right. I've set out to not do something, and I've done just that. But at least it's living deliberately. In other words, I'm thinking ahead and making plans as needed for what's coming. A similar verse comes later in Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on